Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof, with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it.
Shouts of Grace Center brings you pure and undiluted word of God from the impeccable throne of grace. Be blessed as you listen.
Delight to me to be here this morning, and I'm standing in for my pastor, Reverend Victor Adeyemi. Can you please appreciate him in absence? Praise the Lord. And I want to appreciate Pastor Dunamins and Pastor Sophia. Can you appreciate them? And I want to congratulate you on this 4th anniversary. New things are going to break forth. 4 is very important. In Ezekiel, when he came to the valley of dry bone, told him to speak to the 4 winds. And 4 is very important on that level. The 4 winds. Number is something to God. But most of the time, people don't know number is something to God. If number is nothing to God, there will be no book called Numbers. It's because number is important to God. And you can use numbers to assess things. Are you listening to me? You can use numbers to assess things with God. You understand? Then you have the 4 cardinal points. So your reach is changing. You understand? Your reach is changing. They will hear of you in the north. Shout of grace in the north. Shout of grace in the south, in the east, and the west. You see, the 3rd year, you have a, look at those tools. Things stand well, start standing well with 3 legs. But 4 is confirmed. Are you listening to me? Some ministries started 1 year they were off. Now this is not 1 year, this is not 2 years, this is not 3 years. This is the 4th year. Are you listening to me? So, the affirming season has come. Are you listening? And there is going to be offshoots. You understand? It's going to begin to come in. So everybody get ready. You are a strong player in this reality. Are you listening to me? So get yourself together. Things are about to happen in ways you never expected. It's going to happen. This 4th year. The seeds of prayer, the seeds of fasting, the seeds of every labor will provoke an harvest. Amen. Are you listening to me? I saw you are here not to watch what is on, but to make things happen. I hate when people underleave their potential. For me, that's the greatest cause. The cost of your father's house is nothing. The cost of your mother's house is nothing. But when you underleave your potential, you're far from reality. Are you listening to me? So skin, don't look at you yourself and say, I can't do. You can do. He gives grace to the humble. He gives grace to a person that feels, I cannot. That's who God is really looking for. He's not looking for those that say, I can. You understand? He's looking for those that depend on his grace. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. And there is shout of grace. Are you listening to me? So things are going to break forth. Amen. In a new dimension. Amen. Are you with me here? And listen, this is the order of a church. As the church grow, you grow. A body cannot be growing and the hand just grow and the other part are not growing. When the church is growing, everybody what? Grows together. Are you listening to me? You're about to record a new level of growth. Amen. You didn't say amen. Amen. Do you believe that?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes,
praise the Lord. Amen. Now, look, it's been a very hectic week for me. As we finish here today, I'm running back to Lagos. But I believe there's somebody here that needs an acceleration. I don't know what you've been you've been behind on, you're about to catch up.
Amen.
You're not just going to catch up. You are going to overtake those that have gone ahead.
Amen.
No, it's not competition. It's divine order. When divine order comes, it steers divine acceleration. Are you listening to me? I don't care the gaps they've given you. The gaps will close up.
Yeah.
You are not. You don't sound like a person I believe.
Yeah.
You feel you are behind. You feel you are not there yet. Oh, there's acceleration.
Yeah.
He said that yes, the canker worm, the palmer worm, the caterpillars, and the locust has eaten. Mind you, he didn't say the things. He said the years. So the years that it seems as if you have lost, those years are teaming up together in 2020.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me? For somebody, it will be 10 years in 1 year. Because God knows how to collapse years into themselves. And what you thought you have missed, suddenly, you just see it appear in 1 year. He didn't say the things, he said the years. Because things are lost in time. Things are not lost in eternity. So that which you did not get in that past years, God is cumulating it together and provoking it for this season. You better get yourself together. Look, you see, I thought God was going to say the things the canker worm has eaten. But we mention the things. Because within the years are the things.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening here? Yes. Within the years are the things. So the package is comprehensive. Yes. That if you feel nothing was coming for the past year, God said you lie. I'm going to team it together. Are you listening to me? 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, 17, 18, 19. Then this 2020 is pregnant with another 10 years that your relevance will spread forth more than ever in the name of Jesus. So don't chicken out. It's time to key because you're about to accelerate. An acceleration has level. Are you listening to me? Running is an accelerating level. Are you listening to me? A level of speed comes, but there's a flight level. Are you with me here? And that's what God is announcing over this house. There is a flight that God is declaring.
Amen.
And you can never have flight without light. Light is the stimulant for flight.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me here? You see, the flight becomes easier when there is light. So you're about to enter something. Listen to me. You don't understand how God works. God is seeing the labors. Are you listening to me? And he's going to command an harvest on your labor that there will be no waste. There are pockets of investment in different places that God will gather together. You will look back and say, how did we get here? That's speed. That's speed. That's when speed takes place. And I'm in a house of grace. When there is speed, it's because there's grace. So you look and say, how did I get here? Paul himself looked at it and said, how did I get here? Then his conclusion was, I am what I am by the grace of God. You better get yourself together here. Are you listening to me here? Are you listening to me here? There are 7 people in this meeting. God just spoke to me that is giving you the oil of distinction. Oh, are you with me here? Are you with me here? You've been chasing some things, you've not caught up with it. But this time around, you will overtake them. I'm talking to 7 people here. There's a oil of distinction. He said in Psalm 45, he said, for thou lovest righteousness and hated wickedness, therefore the Lord your God will anoint you with the oil of gladness above your fellows.
This is, listen, when God speaks like that, he's not competing with anybody. He's just telling you the becoming of your life. There are shall be. Did you hear what I say? There are what? Shall be. The shall be's are provoked this morning in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's start from Genesis. Please sit down. Let's start from Genesis. Genesis chapter 27. Oh, somebody is stepping into a significant season. Yeah. I don't know who I'm talking to. But somebody is stepping into a significant season. Yeah. Are you there? Yeah. Genesis chapter 27. Let me read from verse. I don't want to weary you with much reading, though you know them. Okay, let me read from verse 12. He said, my father peradventure will fail me, and I shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I will bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. And his mother said unto him, upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch me then. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her elder son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skin of the kid of the goat upon his hand, and upon the smooth of his neck, and she gave the savory meat and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came unto his father and said, my father. And he said, here am I, who art thou, my son? And Jacob said unto his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou biddest me. Arise, I pray thee, sit and eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said unto his son, how is it that thou art found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. Look at the book of First Peter. Are you there? First Peter chapter 1 verse 3. He says, his divine power has given us everything we need. I'm reading from the NIV. He says, has given us everything we need for a godly life through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Through this, he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world caused by evil desire. Let me read it to you in King James. It says, according as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertains unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. He said, whereby given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Lord, bless the reading of this word. Let it come alive in the ears of every ear. Wake up every destiny. In the name of Jesus. Let them match up with that which you have ordained. Give the clarion call. Give the matching order. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I yield myself to you. Speak through me. Anoint these words on my lips. Grant me grace. Grant me unction. Grant me inspiration. Grant me utterance. Let me speak in your order. In the name of Jesus. For you are the word. You are the message. And I'm your messenger. Make my tongue like the pen of a red writer. And let your word come expressly. Let your glory be seen. We vow to give you the glory. We vow to give you the praise. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our conception is such that we need to really look into. And I'm not talking about our conception on the premise of your natural birth. I'm speaking about your conception, about your spiritual birth. Jesus, speaking in John chapter 3, made a statement. He said, what is born of the flesh is flesh. And what is born of the spirit is spirit. And the wind blew it where it listed. You don't know where it's going to. You don't know where it's coming from. He says, so it's a man that is born of the spirit. John took it further in his epistle. He said, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. So whatever system is set in place, you carry what it takes to overcome it. One of the things a lot of believers don't understand is that they don't understand their bat. And I understand my bat. And you can't toil with me because I understand my bat. And devil cannot mess me up because I understand my bat. That whatsoever is born of God, overcoming, that's not just a mere statement. That's a power word that powers a man's life. I'm not talking about your mother's birth. I'm talking about God giving birth to you. God said creating you is not enough. I will birth you. Because when I created you, I created you on the outside and I breathed into you. But when I birthed you, I took you in, conceived you, and gave birth to you. So you carry me in fullness. Am I talking to somebody here? Are you listening? You carry me in everything now. The nature, everything is embedded in you. So go to your word and blow. That's your call. And that's why he said in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 19 that the earnest expectation of the whole creature waited for the manifestation of the Son. If you're a son of God, you are ordered to manifest. You must not do anything less. You must not do anything far from that. That's your order. You are not called to talk. You are called to manifest. You are not called to display. You are called to manifest. Are you listening to me? He said we should show forth the praise of him, not sing forth the praise. We should show forth the praise of him. Listen, the best praise to God is not the one you sing, it's the one your life speaks, not your mouth. That's the best praise. That people look at you and start praising God. He said, let your light so shine that they may see your good work and glorify your Father, which is in heaven, not the one you create, the one that creates based on you. Am I talking to somebody here? That's the order of your life. That's the reflection. Are you listening to me here? So I'm not saying you should not sing praise. I'm telling you, it's better to show forth praise. Come on, show it forth. Are you getting what I'm saying? So, God has given us what it takes. That whosoever feels they can use corner to get to some places, you have a divine nature. Because of your birth. Are you listening to me? You are born, listen to me. Do you understand what you are born into? You are born into divinity. You are birthed by divinity. Not just born into divinity, you are battered by divinity. So everything that makes God God is resident in you. And everything that will make you achieve your destiny is available to you. He has given us all things, not some things, all things that pertain to life and godliness. So wherever you want to reach, you can reach it. God has designed things about your life. You are the one that determines your reach. He has designed it. You determine the reach. How far you want to go is not determined by God. It is determined by you. But how far you want to go is designed by God. So I've determined to go anywhere. Are you listening to me? And that's why God did not face the world. He did not put a ceiling on the sky. He said, wherever you want to get to, get there. Are you listening? So he commenced us. He started us off. Look at how he started Abraham. He started Abraham with a vision. Are you listening? Genesis chapter 12. He said to Abraham, he said, I will show you. Get thee out of your father's house, from your land, from your kindred, from your people, unto a land I will show you. The start off of the journey is I will show you. When you start seeing, you start gathering momentum. Because you have to decide if you are going to move or not. And motion has levels. Are you listening to me? The devil hates motion when it comes to believer. He doesn't want you to move. He wants you to be at the same spot. He wants you to be at the same level. He wants you to be static. He even wants you to be a statue. Stay there. If you ever achieve anything, he doesn't want it to give you momentum further. He doesn't want it to give you motion. He wants you to be a monument. That's the intention of the devil. Are you listening? But you have to. That's what Paul said. I press. Not as though I've apprehended that for which I'm apprehended of. He said, but this one thing I do, forget. If you don't forget, you don't move ahead. So whatever, follow me. The problem of people is not success, is not failure, is success. Because there's a feeling that you have arrived that begins to hinder your destiny. But wherever you have reached, see it as nothing. That's the beginning of motion. Whatever, have you seen real successful people? They mess up where they are. Because the truth is this, the glory of yesterday is the shame of today. So I'm pressing into something new. I'm not satisfied with where I am. I'm pressing into something new. There is something new. He said, behold, the former things have come to pass. Yea, new things do I declare. God is not committed to what has come to pass. He's committed to what will come to pass. We've seen this one. We want to see something new. And that's what is coming to take place in shout of grace. Something new. What eyes have not seen, what ears have not heard, what eyes have not seen, what is yet to enter into the heart of man, that's what God is set for. Amen. And when you are set for it, God is set. God is waiting for you. Don't tell me you are waiting for God. He said your time is always. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? And you can make his own time come. Lay demand on him. Jesus said, my time has not come. Mary laid demand on him and his time came. Yes, so the issue is this. God's time has not come. But you that can lay demand on God will provoke the timing. Yes, sir. I mean, you look at somebody that says his time has not come. If his time now came, what will he do? Turn water to wine. Did not pray. Turn water to wine. Did not taste. And his time has not come. If I want to turn water to wine, I will first pray. Sorry. Are you listening to me? Yes, if I finish praying, I will taste. So to change. But Jesus did not pray. He did not taste. He said, go give me. And he says, his time has not come. A man that his time has not come does not behave like that. So me too, I said, Lord, like this, let my time not come. Like this one. Like this one you did. I'm just saying, my time has not come. With all this. And Bible says, their peak was his own beginning. And that's the speed we are talking about. That they feel you will not show up, you won't manifest, you won't arrive. But by the time they see you have covered ground. Am I talking to somebody here? They said that was their own peak. But that was the beginning of Jesus. And this began. The miracle of Jesus started there. It was their own peak. It was the end of the feast. And yes, they said the best is reserved to the end. And that end that was spelling out their best was his own start. Oh my God. Am I talking to somebody here? Are you listening to me? And that's the way you're going to move. Because there are some things they feel you cannot undo, you cannot be, you cannot become. You are like a David that was not fit by age to come to battle. He was best to bring food for his brother. But God, listen, I was preaching a meeting yesterday, and that's why I told them. There is a force that begin to walk you into your destiny. That begin to walk you into what God has ordained for you. Normally, nobody takes food to anybody at war. Where did you read that in the Bible? Apart from David. There must be a force that will force you into your destiny. I'm telling you here. Are you? There will be a force that will make. He said, when it came to the case of Ahab, he said, how shall we get Ahab to Ramoth Gilead that he may die there today? So the force started working. And the spirit became a lying spirit in the mouth of the prophet. But for David, they said, how shall we get him to the valley of Elah so that we kill Goliath there today? He said, see his father to give him food. Yeah, that was not normal. No man went to war at his own expense. Normal. You can't go and give your brother that is in Sambisa Forest food. You don't. What are you going to do there? Now, age does not permit him to be in the field. Are you listening to me? But acceleration came. Now what you are not measured, and that's where you're going to come to. Because they're going to ask you, how did you get it quickly? How did you arrive this way? How did it happen? You say, it's the God of my father. I know Jacob lied on that word. I know he lied. But that is what his father, the God of his father can do. So that's why Isaac did not check it out. Am I talking to somebody? Isaac will have said, are you sure? The God of your father, which one? But he knows what the God of his father can do. Because that God of his father worked for Eliezer. When Eliezer went to look for a wife for Isaac. That God of his father worked when they were supposed to sacrifice him. And they, look here. Yeah, they were when you don't have the sacrifice, they are supposed to wait for the sacrifice to come. But the sacrifice was waiting for them there. Before you arrive, there's a settlement. And that's the way man is created. Everything was finished before God created man. He put him and said, I have dominion on all I've created. That's what he did. Now I understand I understand creation, I understand redemption. You are not hearing me. Come. Let me explain creation for you. This is God the Father. This is the Word. This is the Spirit. The three of them came and said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Meaning all we are and all we have. And they created this.
Wow.
So 1, 2, 3 equals to this. If you are looking for the proof of Trinity, this is the proof. Come. This man is not ordinary. Stop looking at yourself as ordinary. If you are not born again, you are ordinary. But that you now got into redemption. You are a stranger. You are beyond normal. Above normal. Abnormal. Abnormal is two words. Above the normal. I'm not a normal person. Am I talking to somebody? I'm telling you, I'm not a normal person. Are you what affect the world will not affect me? I'm on a scaling field. Are you? You not scaling field. He said they will be like the calves. They will be calving. Have you seen small calves? How they go? Bam. bam, bam. That's the way you'll be going. That's the kind of the beginning of your acceleration. You are warming up. It's not as like other movements. There is a flow of movement that you begin to leap. Are you listening to that? And this year is a leap. So Pastor did not make a mistake to call the meeting divine acceleration, because this year what should not have happened in the past 3 years, God is cumulating for this fourth year, and this is the fourth year of your start of grace, and you're moving into something that is unusual. Oh, you better get to this. Am I talking to somebody? Listen, if this man fall, it does not change who he is.
Yes, sir.
Am I talking to somebody? Because his fall did not take what God has put together off. So God said, don't worry. One of us will redeem you. So he sent the word. He said, let him take his place back. Are you listening? Because you can only be redeemed by what you are worth. And the worth of man is God. That is what? What mentality do you carry? That's the mentality I carry. So catching up is no problem. I told somebody, I said, you need a new season? She said, yes. I said, we can create it now. Seasons are not coming. Seasons are already around. You just are not stepping into it. Am I talking to somebody? Yes, listen, sir. The days of angels stirring the water at a season was gone. When Jesus came, the season himself. Yes, the waiting of that man was, because there is no way it will be storm. They say storm by storm. It can never be storm. I'm telling you, it can never be stung. The other times you will be struggling to enter. Everybody has gone for lunch. The angel has steered the water. He was trying to push it. Then somebody said, ah, why, where are you going? He said, I'm going to the water. He said, as the angel called, he said, the man just jumped over him and enter. And anybody that gets in first gets healed. If you get in afterwards, you get wet. So the man was just getting wet every time. If I was the man, I would stay in the water. You will steer me with the water. You need to be restless for your reality.
Yeah.
You won't catch up. You won't catch up. I'm telling you, it will come. What will be will be. Nothing will be. It is not what you wish about life that comes. It's what you lay demand on. Did you see? Mary Sarah, I know the way I gave back to you. If other people don't know, I know. I know how you came. I know this thing. And I've not seen manifestation. And you are telling me your time has not come. If your time will come, we will know today. Whatever I tell you to do, do!
Hallelujah.
Did you see? And Jesus thanked him. And that was the beginning. And your time to us come.
Amen.
I said you'll be skilling.
Amen.
What you'll be covering will be blowing your own mind. Is this not me? Is this not me? What's happening? What is God achieving in my life? Are you listening to me? Let me sit down. Thank you. Okay, sit down, please. Let me get back to David. In a relay race, you hold the baton. And you pass it to the next. But it was not yet the time of David to receive the battle. David was one significant man that ran through 3 generations. He ran through the generation of his father, inclusive of Saul. He ran through his own generation. He ran through the next generation. You've been raised in life to impact 3 generations. The generation before you, if you permit me, I will say 4 generation. The cloud of witness is one of them. Because they are watching. And without us, they are not perfect. So I carry a mandate to make sure they are perfect. So I'm impacting them even though they are not here. But they are watching us as we are running this race. And they see that something they left undone, one of you is going to do it and will do it well. Are you listening to me? The race they could not finish. You are carrying the baton. And you are running the race. So, this was David. Saul has fought battles and won. Jonathan has fought battles and won. I told you, David was not yet 20. But God had to fast track him. He said, age will not get you there. But go and take food, virtues, give it to your brothers. And he got there. I love his scripture. He said, when the lion roar, the spirit of the Lord came upon Samson. I've seen evil challengers and we get to see him. I've seen people stare people with God and they are scared. The spirit in you should rise. He said, when the enemy comes as like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard. I ask the church, where's the standard? We are afraid of coronavirus. One small thing like that. We are afraid of it. Somebody said, let me be praying that God should dethrone, take the crown of the virus. With crown. With crown. Me, I'm a partaker of divine nature. I went to the airport to pick a friend up. How did he say? He came from Canada. Ah, here in quarantine. Me self quarantine. Are you listening to me? The glory of the latter house shall be greater than that of the former. We heard what John G. Lake did in the days of bubonic fever. The plague, it came seriously. He said, put it in my hand. Crazy. And they take it under microscope. Virus don't die. Go and check virology. Virus don't die. The virus die. Yeah. Death does not meet life and death live. Yeah. When death meets life, death dies. Yeah. You're not there. Am I talking to somebody? Yeah. You see, demons know their boundary. That's why they told Jesus, have you come to destroy us before our time? The reason why death is not yet destroyed is because it's not yet time. But if he crosses boundary, death will be destroyed. So he knows himself, he won't cross. Forget that thing. Am I talking to somebody here? Are you listening? I don't know the mind you carry, but this is the mind believers you carry. That things will work for you. It doesn't matter the setback, you will catch up. You will not just catch up, you will overtake. See, if you understand the concepts and the workings of God, when the devil is messing up you, you get crazy. He said, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. When it comes to steal, you bring out, he carry your TV. You say, hey, wait, come and take the remote control. Because if the thief is caught, he will pay sevenfold what he has stolen. And I like sevenfold, like what he did to David when he invaded Ziglag. That is what is called overtake. That is what is called acceleration. They've gone. They were not supposed to meet them. They caught up with them. They overtook them. They got everything they have taken, including the one they stole other, in other places. Am I talking somebody? How? Hey, you've not taken this one. Come and take. Because we'll catch you. You will pay sevenfold. Not threefold though. Me, I don't want that of threefold. Exodus said threefold. Proverbs say sevenfold. That's what I want. David started giving out. He gave to seven cities. There was still enough. He called his friend. He gave to them. There was still enough. That is what we are talking about. Are you listening? So don't ever look at your age that you are far from it. Now when I'm so low. No! Are you listening? This is my PA here, Barry Satolu. We had some meetings and favor came to his life. One man gave him a library of 5 million naira. Gave him a flat for office. He was still looking for a kubiku. I gotta say, you keep a kubiku does not fit your destiny. So gave him a flat, and they are going to give him a car. Everything, AC, everything. Even his office is finer than my office. Are you listening? So he came to me, he said, sir, don't you feel this thing is coming too fast? That's what we're talking about. The God of my father, your father, made it to happen. Are you listening to me? Are you with me? That's the way he comes. We just started a branch somewhere in Ring Road. And we were there. He was there with me last Saturday. And the man said, I just like you. I'm going to furnish the office for you. I just brought some. You can you imagine renting a place for him, a person? And he says he's going to furnish the office for you. There's a catch up you will do. You will not just catch up, you will overtake. Because see, on every man's life, there is for what? there's a rewind, there is play, there is pause, there is stop. It's not only in radio. It's not only on your Walkman. It's not only on your whatever. I don't know what you use. God can fast forward you. Pew. Pastor was talking about Elijah. Who know what God pressed? He pressed fast forward. A man on us was defeated. Us. You know us power. There is us power, there is spirit power. Yes, sir. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes,
sir. Are you listening to me?
Yes,
they say us power. Which us power? Pastor, one day we were going to Lagos for a meeting. We were late. There was hold up. I'm not joking though. The way we arrived in Lagos, I don't understand. We just got to Lagos. And even the people in me say, they were saying, A friend of mine was traveling from Atlanta to, where was he going? He was going to a place that he was looking at the meeting that if he's going to make this meeting, he's going to get there late. He just got to a corner as he turned, he arrived at the venue. Yeah. Don't think those things don't happen. Yeah. Reverend Makoye was coming from Ado. He was going to Akure. He got to the bridge at what is this place? In between Ado and Akure. I've forgotten the name of the place now. You understand? So he slowed down. As he slowed down, he found himself on the street. That speed. So God can do it physically. He can do it in everything about your life. Financially, you catch up. You will now overtake. Where they think you are supposed to be, you are beyond it. And they say, we used to see you there. How did you get here? Those are the kind of spirit we are talking about. David was not supposed to kill Goliath. Number one, age was against him. Everything you see as your disadvantage is for your advantage. Number two, he had no weapon. How do you come to battlefield with stone sling and staff? Are you okay? Everybody has sword. Even the one that did not have sword has one iron. Now if I throw it, something will happen. This one now carries staff and stone. Stone, common commodity. Stone. And now sling. And is he killing lizard? Are you listening? Am I talking to somebody? Statures wise, David was far from Goliath. Training wise, he has been to military school. He has gone to NMS. He has gone to MDA. He has gone to law college. David has not been anywhere. But David has one statement. The Lord teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Come on now. Am I talking to somebody? They thought you won't make it. But listen, it's about grace. There's a whining of grace getting you set. Are you listening to me? You see, have you seen speed in cartoon? That's the kind of speed in the spirit. Am I talking to somebody here? Look at him. You are marking time. And you are looking and waiting. When will I move forward? By the time you are going to move forward, where you thought you will be. Am I talking to somebody here? Are you listening to me? So, Goliath saw David and said, you think I'm a dog? What a mess. Because God was set to use the weak things. And that's why God is interested in the weak things. The day you come to God and say, Lord, I'm weak. What he's going to tell you is, my strength is made perfect in your weakness. And I don't understand. I think strength should be made perfect in strength. But God said, no. Strength is not made perfect in strength. Strength is made perfect in weakness. Because by all standard, David should not be able to kill Goliath. But he arrived earlier. He carried the battle. The race Saul could not run. He ran back 4 more years to catch the battle. Then he ran the race of Saul. He ran his own race and ran the race of Solomon. There is no man in the Bible like David on that level. Conquered the enemy of his father. Go and read it. He conquered 6 giants. Goliath was a spiritual giant. Go and read it. Not in the people he trained. And that's the order of a good father. You don't do all the fighting. You reach people that can fight.
Yes,
they watch it. They see you do it. You do it with them. Then you leave them to do it. Even one of his cousins killed. Is he Shiboshet or whatever? He killed him. He's Ben or rather. Killed him. Those are what we are talking about. Are you listening? Because that spirit, you see, you never saw the mighty men of Saul. But you saw the mighty men of David. Are you listening to me? When God gives you speed, men rise. That's the power of speed. And that's what God is set to do in whatever you do. Are you listening? Then they ask the question. Saul said, when he killed Goliath, whose son is that? You don't understand. We've never heard of his father. How did he emerge? Because you are saying, it's because my father was not rich. I didn't have a background. If I had a background, things would not be so. You don't need a background. You need a backbone.
Yes, sir.
Am I talking to someone here?
Yes, sir.
Whatever you lack, you don't need.
Yes.
Whatever you need is available. You are not just seeing. A man was going to sell Bible one day. He saw a company that was making Bible. So he applied to be a sales manager. And they said, you want to be a sales manager? He said, yes, sir. Hey, Stamara want to be a Bible seller. He said, because I'm Stamara, I won't be able to sell the Bible. The man said, yes, go away. He said, why don't you try me? He said, try you for what? He said, give me a trial. So the man said, wait, I'm not employing you. Went inside, brought a box of Bible and gave it to him. He said, go sell it. And if you don't sell it, bring my Bible back. In 2 hours, he has finished the Bible. He took another one. That day, he sold 4 boxes. At the end of the month, he has sold more than all the salesmen put together. So they had to call a meeting. That please, the secret that is making you sell Bible, share it with them. They will look for your secret. Because your arrival will be such that they cannot complain. You have disadvantages, but they are now looking. How is he making it up? So everybody sat down to listen to this man. There's a stammer. They said, what's your secret? He said, I don't have any secret. He said, all I do is I take the Bible at night. I knock on the door. Money. Will you bye did but took them? Because, and the guy is a true believer. Grace came upon his life. And listen, is your turn.
Yeah.
Am I talking to somebody here? Yeah. You may come last. I've seen people that came last and came first. They were the last. That's the mystery of Jacob. Am I talking to somebody? Look here, don't struggle with anybody. Jacob was drawing the heels of Esau and saying, I'm supposed to come first. God said, there's prophecy about your life. He has birthright. You have prophecy. And prophecy is superior to birthright. And there's a prophecy over your life that is finally a display in the name of Jesus. Your thus saith the Lord will come to pass. Somebody say, my thus saith the Lord will come to pass. Say, my thus saith the Lord will come to pass. Come and say it again. Say, my thus saith the Lord will come to pass. I sense a new season coming in your life. And God is pressing. I don't know what you need to press. For Sarah, God press rewind. God press rewind. And the body of a woman that was 90 became sweet 16. See, medically, she's not supposed to be able to carry that pregnancy. Because her body should not take it. If any pregnancy comes in, it will shut off all her organs. But rather than that, go and read your Bible, sir. You will never see, Bible says, an Abraham knew Sarah. Go and read it. God has spoken. Whether you sleep with her or you don't sleep with her, baby will come. That's speed, sir. It can give you speed on every direction so that you can catch up on what you have lost. Sarah said, hey,
Anybody that hear this will laugh with me. That means Sarah is with a child. Are you listening to what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
For David, he paused time. Samuel said, we will not sit until he comes. So the pastor. Prophet, in the Indo-secrecy of a prophet. Prophet wait for nobody. But not for this one. Samuel waited. They didn't meet him at home. He said, we will wait. To your favor. That the spirit will be gathered enough. Sometimes in life, come again. Sometimes in life, you tell God, take me forward. And God holds you and begins to take you backward. And you begin to say, Lord, I told you to take me forward. Why are you taking me backward? God said, me, I'm not taking you backward. To you it is backward. To me it is forward. Because when you want to shoot an arrow, you pull it. And the more you are pulled back, will determine the level of acceleration you're going to get. And that's what is happening. Don't feel bad about what is happening to you. It looks as if it's pulling you back. And your mate has gone ahead of you. By the time you release, you combat them off. Am I talking to somebody? Stop feeling. Feeling has cheated us. And I feel this way. Take care of your feeling. Leave to your spirit. I told you, there are levels. You understand? Not us power, spirit power. And Jesus returned in the power of the spirit. That spirit power. And that's what you're coming with. Am I talking to somebody here? You've got the Holy Ghost, but you need the spirit power. What your father could not get to, you will get there. You won't just get there, you will cross it. I see some record breakers here today. They're going to break it. Will happen to you. What has not taken place to you? You are the beginning of a new day. You are the beginning of a new generation. Somebody is breaking up. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? You won't stop like your father. You will beat your father hands down. The version says that scripture, the glory of the latter house will make a nonsense of the former. That's what it says. Whatever your father achieved, you make a nonsense of it. Bishop Oedipo said, he said, I hear the swiftness of a generation coming behind me. He said, their speed I cannot match. He said, whatever I've done will be a child's play. Are you listening to me here? Are you listening to me here? If a pastor, you will notice that your children are gradually coming up. Very soon they will be using your shoe. They will be using everything you are using. Are you listening to me? You understand? Because they will catch up. You can't go anywhere again. And that's the way it is. So the place you all want to go, go quickly. And when I graduate from school, I will go. What you are not when you are young, you are nothing when you grow up. For every investment, listen, what took me to every place I've been to in life is my investment in days when I was young. It is good for a man to bear his body when he's young. His acceleration is assured. Some people are just trying to catch up at 30, at 40, at 50. And they say, oh, how do you do it? I say, one man has been working in an organization for years. And I said, God called him. And I said, Pastor, I'm believing God for 100,000. I said, 100,000. And we've left that a long years ago. Not million. 100,000. You. He said, when I work in that place, I don't know if it. I get it from salary. Our salary has deceived you. If you are getting salary, push faith in. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
That is why you're waiting for a lot. And your life is not a lot. Wake up! There's something about you that the eyes of men have not seen. I can bet my life on it. And you are coming to that flow. Spiritually, you will catch up. Mentally, you will catch up. Financially, you will catch up. Everywise, you will catch up. Academically, you will catch up. What are you talking about? There's a spirit. He said, there's a spirit in man. That's the spirit of acceleration. And the inspiration of the Almighty. You are not hearing me. How will a man leave prison and become a prime minister?
that speed. Pastor, if he's asking for next level is for him to be released from the prison.
Yeah.
That is not next level. That is another level. From prison to the palace. It was not in his prayer. Whatsoever is not in your prayer that comes to pass in your life is acceleration. David was not praying to be a king. He became a king. He was not praying. When he left home, he was not thinking of killing Goliath. It was at the spot the grace came. Oh, give me at the spot grace. Who is hearing me here? Give me at the spot grace. At the spot, at the instance, at that moment. And people wonder, who is this man? Whose son is this? Who is hearing me here? Whose son is this? Whose daughter is this? The chair Esther has been cleaning. She cleaned the chair. God said, you won't clean this chair again. You will sit on it. Acceleration. He said, sir, even if they do election, I can't vote. God said, that's you. He said, they can't. I can't vote and they can't vote for me. God said, I voted for you.
Yeah.
Are you listening to what I'm talking about? Are you listening to what I'm talking about? We are labor hands. Fig verse starts. And that's a new season. God is calling over your life. There's a new season. There's a new season over your work. There's a new season over your ministry. There's a new season over whatever you do. Because things are responding to you. Here, and I can bet it with somebody here today, what you have never recorded in your life is going to happen in the next 3 months. I don't know who I'm talking to, but there's somebody in this place, what has never happened before. Are you listening to me? Where you never thought they will call you dead. Samuel was searching for something in the house of Jesse. When he found Eliab, the search continued. When he found Abinadab, the search continued. Even when he found Shammah, I thought God is Jehovah Shammah. I thought by that name God will be partial. God is no respecter of names. Because this Shammah is a Shammah nothing. And no one who is looking for. Are these all your children? There's one. I said, yeah, we'll wait for him. And that's why they are waiting for you. Because when they find you, the search will end. Oh, you're not hearing me. I'm talking to somebody. They won't look for anybody again when they find you. And you're the one I'm talking to. There's a grace that will open your life up. It's coming at this fourth anniversary. In the name of Jesus. There's a new season you're stepping into. What does not work will work. What has not responded will respond. A new season is breaking out in your life in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Speed. Acceleration. I say it's a flight. You're going. You are not running. Your destiny. Look. He said, have you not heard? Have you not known that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, if faith in another is, will give a part to those that weak and strength to those that have no mind. The youth shall fail, the young men shall utterly fall. But those that wait upon the Lord, he will renew their strength. He said, get ready. You thought you've achieved, but there are more to achieve. I'm renewing you for a greater journey. Now, when God was going to start, he didn't start from crawling. He started from his side. He said, they will mount up with wings as eagles. He didn't say they will run first. He started from his side to our side. And he didn't put crawling. In your destiny, you are not designed to crawl. Who is hearing me here? Are you listening? You will mount up with wings as eagles. Eagles don't flap their wings. They mount. And that's what's about to happen to you. Where do you want to start from? You want to run? I don't want to run. I've been running all the while. I want to walk? I don't want to walk. I want to start. Because even in flight, there are altitude. Am I talking to somebody here? Can you arrive early? Yes, sir, you can arrive early. Can it work for you? Jacob said, I know Jacob lied, but that is what the God of his father can do. And I come to steer you today in the order of what the God of your father can do. I saw in the meeting today that today is father's blessing. A father blessed a son to be greater than him. And that was Joseph. Joseph was a yay. Joseph was a yay child. He knocked people out of the tribe. They were, these are the tribe of Israel. Joseph gave birth to one that knocked Reuben out. Took place there. Come on now. When Jacob was blessing Joseph, he said, "You have made me greater than my progenitors." A son that make his father great. I thought fathers make sons to be great, but this one turned and made his father great. A word was spoken in Jacob. The light of it took his felt in Israel. Who made that happen? Joseph. Joseph was a strange man. So Joseph married the daughter of Potiphar, an idol worshiper. And the daughter did not subdue him. Courage. He has gathered momentum for nonsense that is subdued nonsense. He named his children after the other. Are you listening? The Lord has made me to forget my toiling in a strange land, Manasseh. In a strange land, he has made me to be fruitful, Ephraim. You see the other?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening? Who said you can't catch up? Who said so? Your destiny is not to catch up. David was saying, "Lord, will we catch up?" God said, "Catch up. You will overtake." That's the spirit. How will people be gone ahead of you and you come and take over? That's strange. And that's the spirit coming upon this house.
Amen.
Acceleration. Amen. Divine acceleration.
Amen.
Not mechanical acceleration. Are you listening?
Yes.
Manual operation will cease in your life.
Amen.
You understand what I'm talking about, manual? Are you listening? Manual. It's the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and not dead no soul. You are leaving the place of toiling.
Amen.
You are not hearing me.
Amen.
For 12 hours they've been fishing, they caught nothing. Manual life.
Wow.
Then Jesus came. Automatic.
Amen.
What you didn't catch in 12 hours, in the next 12 seconds you will catch it.
Amen.
Check it. Jesus told them. He said, Jesus told Peter, he said, "Cast your nets." He didn't say net.
That's right.
He's poorer. He said, "Cast your net. Throw your nets in." Peter did not hear. Thank you. Peter did not hear. Peter threw one net. If he threw 50 nets,
hey,
it will be filled up.
Hey.
It's acceleration.
Hey.
The moment Jesus landed, all the fish gathered. Where will they come? There's a force that propels things in your life and make things to happen. Who said you can't catch up? Who said so? They dared you. They said, "We will see how your dream will come to pass." Did they see? He has arrived before they arrived. They didn't even recognize him when they saw him. They couldn't even say, "Ah, this guy looks like Joseph." He has changed. It's your turn.
Amen.
I sense you. Oh my God. And that's what I'm seeing. You are calving. Calving. Are you listening to me? You are going on a speed. There are speed. Have you heard about the Concorde plane?
Yes, sir.
They had to ban the Concorde plane. And I'm hearing they want to bring it again. The Concorde plane is a plane. When it lands, they put about 5 nets to stop it because of the speed. So it's going to be breaking nets. It is net that will stop. If you allow the speed, it will go and break the building. Level of speed. And they are doing a plane that between New York and London will take 45 minutes.
Wow. Huh.
What is supposed to take 10 hours will take 45 minutes. Speed. But the speed of God is greater than that.
Yes.
The speed that he starts now and he arrives now. Oh, you've not seen that. You've not seen that. You've not seen that. You've not seen that. Are you listening to me? The speed of Elijah is small. There's the speed of, as he says, he's getting going. I'm going there. The moment he's going, he arrives. Because God makes plain to be in the spirit. Look, Jesus took bread and broke it in time. But if he broke it in time, it remains half. But he took the bread out of time into eternity. When he broke it, it was multiplying. He didn't break other bread. One was enough. So he was breaking one and becoming whole. And giving it, breaking one, becoming whole. Breaking one. They ate and ate and ate and net 12 baskets was left. You are going to receive a speed that you... Listen, mathematical expression cannot express it. His spiritmatism. Are you listening? This is not geometrical progression. No. This is spirity progression.
Yes, sir.
Level. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
How did this man learn letters? Which letter? He himself is the word. They say he knows his book. Which book is the book? Are you listening? You change your order. It's time to wait. Let me give you one key to accelerate. It's debt. I'm tired of Christians that carry debt, but they are not deep. The deep collect unto deep. God said, I want to show you levels. Come to the deep. Launch into the deep. I want to show you what you have not seen before. I want to show you things that have not manifested before. Come into the deep. So he said, the deep collect unto deep. Deep don't call unto shallow. Deep calls unto the deep. Because the mysteries of God are in the deep. He said, all the wonders and the riches of God, which are past finding, they are in the deep. And you need to move there. He said, the wonders of the Lord are in the deep. He said, those that do business in great waters, they see the wonders of the Lord in the deep. Can I talk to you? The devil is not afraid of your MSc. He's not afraid of your BSc. He's not afraid of your PhD. He's afraid of your depth. Because out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. All this ladder, you come to service and say, we have come to draw. What are you drawing? We are not drawers, we are flowers. Old Testament is draw. New Testament is flow. It will spring up. It will boil. It will boil and spring up. So what are you come to draw? I'm not a drawer, sir. If you want to go to be, rent a house, you want to rent a house where you will be drawing water. Don't get the one that has borehole and water will be running into your house. God is telling you I'm technological than you. So when you go there and they say, Efa Kongani. They say, yes, Vashemani Shemiye. Lombaleye. You now say you have come to draw. If I hear you sing that song again. Are you listening to me here? Somebody said, I like that song. I used to like it. One day God told me, he said, what are you drawing? I said, hey, draw. I said, he said, which one? That's why he comes and said, we have come again. We have come again. Father, where did you go before? Where did you go? Where did you go? David was even better than you. He said, I'll be in the house of the Lord the day of my life, but you have gone. We are his tabernacle. We didn't go anywhere. When he come to meet you and say, Lord, bring your presence. Which presence? His presence was here. You are the one to enter. Enter his court. Enter his gate.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Yes,
am I talking to somebody?
Yes,
well, presence you are supposed to carry. Pull up your depth. There's something on your inside. Your word is waiting to feel. Your word is waiting to touch. If they don't touch it, you are not real. God is looking for people that will make him real. Christ has been revealed to us. He has been revealed in us. He must be revealed through us. That's three levels. That which we have had. That which we have seen. That which we have handled. It's time to undo.
Where's your Bible? Give me your Bible. Digital. Let me carry my. That's digital problem.
Look at this word. Faith cometh by hearing. Faith does not come by reading. So you must read your Bible until you hear.
Do you hear what I'm saying? You must what? Read your Bible until you are. You hear. Don't just read without hearing. Every time you read the Bible, it must finish. You must finish the reading with an instruction. God must speak. Then you have read. Number two, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman. So you study to see. Am I talking?
Yes, sir.
You read to hear. You study to see. Habakkuk chapter 1, he said to him, I will walk a walk in your days if you are told you will not believe. Habakkuk said, you walk a walk in my day, and I'm your prophet, and I will not believe. I'm your prophet, and I will not believe. Not in the days of my father, not in the days of my children, in my day, and I'm your prophet, and I will not believe. I'll change position. So he said, I will stand up the tower. I'll set myself upon the watch. I will see what you will say. You don't see what they say, you hear what they say. I will see what they will say. So you must hear, read to hear, study to see. Then number three, meditate to handle that which we have heard, that which we have said, that which we have handled. That's where the church has not moved. It's not revelation we are interested in. It's manifestation. Paul said, my speech and my preaching are not words that entice men. They are with the demonstration of the Spirit and of the power of God. Let your faith stand in the wisdom of you. Am I talking to you? For as it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Neither does he enter the heart of man. The things God has in store for those that... I want to leave the table. I'm going to the store.
Yes, sir.
Let's do it together. Let's prepare the recipe of our generation together. Yes, I'm not waiting. Some people are waiting for it to come. I'm not waiting. I want to create it. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes,
are you listening? He said, what God has in store for them that love him. He said, for the Spirit searcheth all things.
Yeah!
That's what he said. When you catch it, you will cry. I've not caught up all this while. I need acceleration in my life. I didn't know I should not be a normal man. I should be abnormal. You have to move there. Am I talking to somebody here? You have to move there. You have to move there. You have to move there. Acceleration. A woman who has been believing God for 20 years for a child in Abuja. So I went to preach in their church. And I said, Lord, give her acceleration. She gave birth to triplex. That's catch up. The years you have missed, receive. Depth. I see God give you divine speed. Then they look at you and say, you are not supposed to be here now. Age does not. But God, you say, God has given me divine acceleration. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes, sir.
I said, for Sarah, rewind. For Elijah, fast forward. For David, pause. And what will God do for you? He's going to give you acceleration. Are you ready for some acceleration?
Yes.
Some of you, God is going to hold your hand this afternoon or this morning. Lift your voice and talk to him. Lift your voice and talk to him. Can you lift your voice and talk to him? Lift your voice and talk to him. Lord, break open my depth for a great acceleration. Break open my depth for divine acceleration. Can you lift your voice and pray to him?
This is the end of the message. We believe you've been blessed. Join us at Shouts of Grace Center on Sundays and Wednesdays at Joker Plaza, Ibadan. God bless you.